is AgriPulse Drive Time for Tuesday, May 12th. Brought to you by the AgriPulse Ag and Food Issues Summit West. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. The Senate Ag Committee convened a hearing this afternoon addressing fertilizer price and availability. Kentucky farmer Eddie Melton testified that fertilizer prices have been climbing for years, but are especially higher this year.
Since February, we have seen a 33% rise in anhydrous prices, a 55% rise in urea prices, and a 25% increase in liquid nitrogen. All the while, corn prices have declined from $7 a bushel in 2022 to approximately $4.50 per bushel today. Meanwhile, many farmers are operating with little or no working capital, limiting their ability to manage risk or invest in future production.
South Dakota farmer Trent Kubik says prices prevented him from applying some nutrients.
In 2020, my farm paid $355 for a ton of urea. By the time 2022 hit, that price jumped to $830. A little bit of retract in 2023 and 2024 to $400 and $500, $600 range, which at the time doesn't take a sharp pencil to figure out that it's not sustainable and we can't be profitable at those levels. If we look at phosphate, so MAP, $435 up ton in 2020, jumped to $1,100 a ton in 2022, and it stayed consistently high, came off that high of 2022, but stayed in the $700 to $800 range consistently for the last 4 to 5 years. That has changed, so we applied it. We've applied less because of it. And actually in 2025, we did not apply any phosphate on our farm because it just did not make economic sense.
Several members of Congress have introduced legislation to help farmers with high input costs. Melton says for some farmers, it's too late.
In the first quarter of 2026, 86 farms have already filed for Chapter 12 bankruptcy, including 25 of those in the southeastern region.
Senate Majority Leader John Thune used his opening remarks today to address another issue important to his state's farmers.
We need to get E15 done, and it solves a couple of important problems. One of which is demand for corn in this country at a time when we're losing some of our export markets. And secondly, increasing the supply of fuel in this country at a time when gas prices are going up. So as an economic matter, it makes all the sense in the world. So I deviate and I understand, and thank you for your indulgence on that subject.
Growth Energy's Emily Score was pleased to hear Thune's remarks.
Well, first I have to say that is music to my ears to hear what Leader Thune has to say. So Wednesday afternoon, there's going to be two votes. The first is a procedural vote. Either way, as we understand it, there will be a vote on our E15 compromise bill. And we're excited about it. We have had incredibly good conversations throughout the House of Representatives for the past several weeks. And I can tell you that we have our grower partners, our ethanol producers, everybody in the value chain is coming to Washington to help make our voice heard.
Score admits the small refinery exemption issue is bringing opposition to the E15 bill.
You've got a handful of mid-size refiners who, frankly, aren't willing to compromise and work together to negotiate something that works a little bit for everybody and not perfect and ideal for everybody. They've got some representatives who are very committed to them, and they're also communicating a false narrative. You know, they're spreading misinformation. This is not a mandate. This doesn't require anything. It allows people to sell E15.
Iowa Senator Charles Grassley today questioned opposition to legislation that would bring more affordable gasoline to consumers and more income to rural America.
It's darn funny to me why we've had 6 or 7 or 8 years of presidential waiver. I didn't hear anything from the small refineries.
Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the AgriPulse Ag and Food Issue Summit West. Join us at the AgriPulse Ag and Food Issue Summit West. How can California agriculture remain an economic powerhouse as rising costs, labor challenges, shifting demand, and political uncertainty reshape the industry? The answers matter more than ever. On June 2nd in Sacramento, hear from policymakers, innovators, and industry leaders tackling the biggest issues from trade and market outlooks to workforce challenges and the next generation of growers. Get the insights shaping what's next. See the latest information and register today at agripulse.com under the events tab. Well, that's all for today's AgriPulse Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit agripulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.